All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
David, go ahead.
Yeah, let's start with Zach Edey here because there was an interesting dynamic that happened in yesterday's Elite Eight game where Edey, of course, he leads the nation in both free throw attempts and makes, and he wasn't called for a single foul in the first half yesterday.
First 31 minutes of the game.
Ridiculous last night. Are you in love with Zach Edey, or is he, you loathed by him?
I loathe him. I hate him. I want him launched out of a space cannon. Listen, I'm sure he's a lovely young man, but he's 7'5". He's taller and bigger than anybody else, and the officials baby him. He gets called, and if you touch him on the offensive end, he's at the line. He shot 22 free throws yesterday, and he's allowed to swing his elbows with impunity on the defensive end.
He's very difficult to officiate. We used to say that about Shaquille O'Neal years ago. Look, he's a great, great college player. He's got nothing in the NBA.
He's Boban Marjanovic.
Yeah.
I can't. Look, Stoney, here's the bottom line. Saying it's difficult to officiate, I mean, what kind of cop-out is that? Like, officials, figure it out, guys.
Yes.
You can't send a guy to the line 22 times.
Right, he's going to get hacked. I get that. But there were some ticky-tack fouls that
Tennessee
got called for, and then he has some ticky-tack, you know,
as 8 feet
as
tall,
well.
300 pounds. Yes. Yeah, you breathe on him, and they're sending him to the line.
But if he does what he did yesterday, the next two games, me and the guy I'm partnered with in a fantasy draft pool will win a lot of money.
Okay, that is irrelevant to the blitz. Please.
That is irrelevant to the blitz, but what is not irrelevant to the blitz is let's talk about the transfer portal. 46.2% of starters in the Sweet 16 teams, they had transferred at least once. So only Duke had a starting five with no transfers, but NC State, who has made the Final Four, all five of their starters came from the portal. This is getting ridiculous, guys.
Oh, even more ridiculous since the portal opened 2 weeks ago. 1,100 Division I players have hit the portal. So I have no problem. You want to transfer once.
Yes.
The coach is a jerk. You miss home. You didn't get the PT you were promised. But at what point do these young men, because they're not kids, at what point do they have to live with a level of accountability? It's absolutely ridiculous watch these games and see dudes playing for 3-4 schools.
Transfer if you want for the second or third time, but you got to sit out of here. I'm sorry. That's ridiculous. Make them sign contracts, and if they break the contract, they got to sit out.
It is hurting my ability to love the game because
there's no continuity to the teams.
There's no loyalty to anything. You know, if you want to make a transfer and take a payment, do it, but I'm with Stoney. There should be a contract.
Right.
Oh, you made a bad decision? Well, here's a preview of life. You got to live with it.
And this is not about whether you want to pay kids or not. They should get all the money they can.
Happy to pay them.
But maybe they need to make it as part of a CBA.
So I mentioned Duke there. They had no transfers in their starting five.
That's why they're out.
Have a quick conversation with them. Can they continue to be this way? I get John Shire.
Yes.
Went two rounds further than he did in year one.
Go look at the recruiting class next year.
It's
arguably the best recruiting class I've seen in 15 years. They're bringing in like five-star kids, David, including one who reclassified, and then Cooper Flagg, the kid Stoney's bringing up. People are talking about him as the number one pick in the NBA draft a year in advance.
Yes.
David, if you're going to recruit at that level,
they'll be just fine.
You can be. But here's where I think you get into trouble. You do need a veteran presence. I don't think you can win with just kids.
No.
So if Duke has a blend of second and third year guys to go with this new Fab Five they're bringing in, yes. But as Kentucky has shown you, we're a long way from John Wall and Boogie Cousins and, yes. and super freshmen.
Yeah, look, Duke had their veteran leader in Roach, but he's gone after this year, right? He's only been there 6 years, right?
That's the other thing. These COVID kids got to go.
Well, enough's enough. Yes.
Year 9.
Oh, did you see Tucker DeVries got another year? His dad took the head coaching job at West Virginia, so now he's going to go get a freebie over there. Can we stop? We got a bunch of Al Bundys running around college basketball.
His dad's brother's former Lion, Jared DeVries.
Oh, just tremendous. Thank you for that.
That's what I'm here for, to give useless information to you.
It's fabulous.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, here's some useful information, and I'm trying to figure out how this happened. There was a three-point line situation at the Women's Portland Regional where they had already played, I believe, five games or something like that.
Yeah, was that hosted at Kaz Tech? So I got the same math equations. How do you not get your three-point lines right? It's like building a 96-yard football field.
I've always seen, you know, people like Rachel Nichols, like, oh, this would never happen in the men's game. Well, you know what? That's not the point. The point is somebody, a fan figured it out. It has nothing to do with men's game, women's game.
Yeah, here's an idea. How many men and women walked right by it and didn't notice it?
Exactly.
They played games 2 days prior.
Incredible.
I don't care what gender you are. Figure it out. The 2 3-point lines aren't the same.
You can look at it. It's so simple.
Brought to you by Kaz Tech Measurements.
Okay, let's get to NC State here. And Stoney, you had a question here, and I love this question. Are the Wolfpack America's Final Four team?
Yes.
Everyone loves DJ Burns, but is the team America's team?
DJ Horn's lovable. They have a lot of guys on that team that are fun to watch. I mean, they are. I mean, the whole run, I mean, yes, we're going to get sick of the Valvano 83 comparisons. I get all that. But it's incredible. The guy was going to get fired before the ACC tournament. And now they're in the Final Four. Who do you like more than them?
I'll
you don't like
you.
Purdue. You don't like Connecticut.
I do.
Oh, but you're in the minority.
I know that. So I'll get made fun of. I respect greatness. I think we're watching something. I'm sorry, but a 30-0 run in an Elite Eight game.
I know.
Dump trucking everybody by 25. Now, I don't think the sport's any good.
No, I know.
But they're good.
There's no doubt about that. But as far as America's team, most people, I think, are going to hope for that NC State can beat Purdue and then win it all. I don't think they're going to do it.
They are going to definitely hope for that. But let me give you a quick stat before we close this out of UConn. They have won now their 10th straight tournament win by 13-plus points, which is the longest streak in tournament history.
Well, last year they said it was because they played a lot of easy, you know, teams.
Yeah,
this year it's different.
I'll lean on Stoney for this one. Can you name a more impressive run than what you've seen from UConn this year so far?
The only one I could think of is when UNLV won the year before they lost to Duke. I don't remember what the games might have been close, but that team was just so loaded.
It's unbelievable. And I mean, they can do it to you in an instant.
Yes.
They can play high scoring. They can play low scoring. And when they lock in, look, this is ultimately, they have an answer for everything. Like, oh, well, look, Zach Edey will post up and score 40. No. Klingon might have something to say about that 7-2.
Well, what was Illinois' problem? They kept trying to go in on him. The guy's a blocking machine.
What do you want me to say? Illinois's got one speed. They got to live at the line. They got to drive it. Shannon puts his shoulder down. They're not that good.
No, and they couldn't make free throws.
Well, that's another, that's a bit of an issue, isn't it?
That is definitely going to be a problem. That is your NCAA tournament blitz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.